This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, frightening and funny, Shaky Shivers puts the camp back in summer camp. It opens in theaters for one night only, and that is tonight. Actress Brooke Markham, one of the stars in it. Brooke, good morning.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
We're doing good and happy to talk to you about this movie. Now, backing up a bit, you were born around the area, lived here for many years, and then you've been down in California for a long time, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was born in Roseburg, raised in Roseburg. Yeah, 18 years, Kyle.
And when did you know you wanted to be in acting?
Okay, well, I grew up as a dancer, so that was like a big, big part of my past. And then I didn't get into acting really until college. So I would say around 19 when I was at Portland State University is when that started all happening.
And you have been in a number of movies. Tell us about this new one, an 80s horror comedy, which is kind of an interesting combination of terms just in general.
Yeah, they call it a horror comedy, but I definitely call it more of a comedy horror. I think it definitely leans into being more of a comedy than a horror than anything else. It's fun. I mean, if you're a fan of classic 80s horror movies, then you're going to love this. It's very nostalgic. It's really sweet. It's about these two girls that find themselves at an abandoned camp in the woods with a book of magical spells, and then chaos ensues, really, with all these classical monsters that they encounter. It's really, really fun. It's a good time. It's a good time.
And how long ago was this filmed?
We shot this film actually during the pandemic, so I think we shot it in about September of 2021 is when we were shooting this movie.
And a lot of projects that began during the pandemic took a while before they got completed, and I guess this is another one of those.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was brought onto this movie even before that. I was brought onto it even before the pandemic started. So I got attached to this movie, and then it went away for about a year. For obvious reasons. And then when I got a call saying that they wanted to pick it back up again, I was thrilled. But yeah, I mean, movies in general take a long time, but the pandemic definitely did not help with that.
How many people are the main actors in this?
It's not a big cast. It's myself and this wonderful actress named Vivi Nguyen. And we lead the movie, and then there's some other crazy characters. I'd say there's a cast of about six. So it's not too big of a cast. It's pretty small, but it's really fun. It's great.
So talk about the location where this was filmed.
We shot this a little outside of Los Angeles in this area called Fraser Park. It's about maybe an hour and a half to 2 hour drive north of LA. Yeah, the film itself is supposed to take place in the Pacific Northwest. So when you drive a little that ways outside of California, the area and the environment does change a bit to be a bit, you know, as you are familiar with, obviously, Kyle, a bit more lush with trees and everything like that. So that's what we were trying to get our location to look like. Yeah.
And how long did it take to actually get this all filmed and to where you knew you had everything you needed?
Oh my goodness. We've gone on such a journey with this movie. I mean, the filming process itself took 3 weeks, so it was very quick. I mean, we made this movie for essentially no money, so there was no money and no time, but you know, you press on and you do it. And we're so, I think this movie succeeds because there was nothing poured into it except love and so much heart. So to be able to have that coming back to us is beautiful, obviously. And then, you know, post-production takes a really long time. Being an actor, I'm not usually involved in that process, and I wasn't for this one. But, you know, before this release tonight that we have, we were doing festivals and all these really cool, like, smaller horror festivals, which that was really fun. You know, there's such a there's so many like amazing fans in that culture, this like little like counterculture really. And it was really fun to see that and be a part of that for a little while. So it was great.
Now, you talk about some of the other things you've been in over the past few years and television as well.
Yeah, done a lot of TV. Done a lot of TV and also, you know, a couple of movies. But I'd say I have more experience in TV, but I love shooting a movie so much. It's great.
So this movie is playing around the nation tonight and in Roseburg as well. And I know we'll have a pair of tickets to give away for that in just a bit here. If somebody has never gone to see a comedy horror or horror comedy, what would you say to encourage them to check it out?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, if you just want to have a laugh, if you just want to go in with one of your friends and laugh for 90 minutes, then there you go.
It's really an interesting area of movies, and I know that a lot of what you've done has been in this arena. Did you find yourself particularly drawn to it for any specific reasons?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially this movie. I mean, my brother and sister are quite a bit older than me, and because of that, I mean, these, like, 70s and 80s and even 90s, like, classic horror movies are what they grew up with, so therefore they kind of, like, raised me on these types of movies. So I've been a big, big fan of the classic 80s horror movies for a long time. So the fact that this movie, in a way, is a bit of a love letter to those type of movies, I was in right away, like, right when I got the script. It's so fun, and I love this genre of horror.
Shaky Shivers, putting the camp back in summer camp, playing around the nation tonight and including at Roseburg Cinema. Brooke Markham, part of that. Anything else you want to let people know about the movie?
I mean, just go and have a good time. You know, I think we all need to laugh right now, and it's a lighthearted movie with a sweet message. So just, like, grab a friend and go have a good time watching this movie. It'll be fun.
All right, Brooke Markham, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.